Several Lower Kuskokwim School District students interested in aviation gathered in Bethel earlier this week to hear one pilot's story. From KYUK in Bethel, Mark Earhart reports that this pilot is unique in the world.
One by one, students grab sandwiches out of a box and sit down at tables. Budding aviators from villages throughout the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, they're here to listen.
But I need first a volunteer to give me
Jessica Cox is a pilot. She's going to talk about learning to fly, but first she sits up on a table and starts tying a shoe.
I don't know, how many of you learned to tie with bunny ears?
It might sound strange, a licensed pilot showing kids how she ties her shoes, but you see, Jessica Cox was born without arms.
Just like that, and then I could pull up on the tongue and slip my foot into the shoe.
She is looping and pulling shoelaces all with her toes, the same toes she uses to fly a plane, making her the only licensed pilot without arms in the entire world. In addition to flying, Cox has learned how to do everyday tasks that most of us take for granted, like eating with a fork, using a computer, and even putting in a contact lens, all with her feet. She says if she can do all that, these kids, they can do just about anything.
If they want to do something, they can do it. If they want to fly an airplane, they can fly an airplane. If they want to become an astronaut, they can become an astronaut.
Grace Betts of Macoria came to the week-long ACE program because she was interested in maybe someday becoming a pilot.
Since I was really little, I kind of was in awe of flight.
She says that after meeting Cox, she feels more confident about pursuing her dreams.
She inspired me by telling everybody that we can conquer our fears.
For Jessica Cox, it's actually the second time she's spoken in rural Alaska. She was in Hooper Bay and Scammon Bay 2 years ago speaking to students. She says her message hasn't changed.
If I fly an airplane with my feet and I was born without arms and that doesn't limit me, then what should limit them?
In Bethel, I'm Mark Earhart.